Granny's Abner, I believe that's Irene.
I don't get Lum, I believe you're right.
Now, see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Well, Pine Ridge is still minus two of its citizens, Elizabeth and Little Pearl, but it has now acquired a new citizen, at least temporarily. A young woman appeared at the Jot 'em Down store and left her baby with Lum and Abner while she went to the post office to buy a money order. However, she never went to the post office, nor did she return for her baby. And so far, no trace of her has been found. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library. Lum has just entered.
Whereabouts is a baby?
Oh, let me sit down here. I'm more to a frazzle.
Oh, I left him over at the place there.
By himself?
No, I got Mousy to come over and stay with him.
Mousy, now what does he know about taking care of babies?
Well, I just give him instructions what to do. Just takes a little common sense, that's all.
Huh.
Women folks always make a lot of fuss over taking care of babies, but that's just a lot of husk and chuckings.
How'd you get along with him last night?
Oh, fine, dandy, weren't nothing to it.
Well, what you so wore out for then? You look like you never had a wink of sleep.
Well, I did get up once or twice with him. Just routine stuff, though. Just checking up on him. He cried a little bit long, about 10 o'clock, and I got up to see what was wrong with him.
What was wrong with him?
Well, I never did find out.
Hmm.
I got him right back to sleep, though, in an hour or two. Maybe it's three, I don't recollect.
You mean he cried for 3 hours?
Well, not steady. He'd let up once in a while. Especially when I'd swing him up over my head.
Was you swinging him around in the air in the middle of the night?
Well, he seemed to like it. My arms got awful tired, though, I can tell you that.
I do know. Did he ever get back to sleep?
Oh, yeah, sure. He went to sleep all right. I don't know, but I believe I must have some magic touch with young'uns.
Huh.
He went right to sleep after a while. Of course, a funny thing happened then.
Funny thing.
Yeah, I hate to tell it on myself. When he finally went to sleep, he was so doggone quiet that I got to worrying about him, so I got up to see why he wasn't making more noise, and then that woke him up, and he started crying all over again.
He did? Now, you're going to ruin that baby.
No, I ain't. It's natural for babies to cry. Besides, he never cried much the second time, just a couple of hours is all.
Couple of hours?
Yeah, I got him back to sleep again. I sat up in my rocking chair and rocked him the rest of the night.
For the land's sakes, Lum, that ain't no way to do with a baby. You're going to spoil him that way. Now, you better let me take him home with me tonight.
No, he's sort of used to it over at my place for now. Ain't good to drag young'uns all over the country to a lot of different places. Besides, Elizabeth ain't showed up yet to take care of him.
Well, I can do it. I'd do it. He's better than you are doing, I can tell you that right now.
No, you couldn't, Abby.
Yes,
you still got them old-timey ideas about raising young'uns. Wait a minute, I believe that's Irene.
Yeah, my ideas might be old-timey, but they don't keep a young'un crying all night long, I'll tell you that.
Hello, Jot 'em Down Store, Library, and Publishing Company. L. Edwards talking.
I just cried for a time.
Oh, hello, Mousy. What's the trouble?
Rock him all night.
Yeah. Well, maybe he's a little hungry. Yeah, better give him some more milk.
Tell him to warm it up first, Mom.
Warm it up first, Mousy. Oh, I don't know, about a quart, I reckon.
That's way too much, Lum.
Well, make that a pint, Mousy.
That's still too much.
Well, give him as much as he wants and see how that works, Mousy. Yeah, call me back and let me know. All right, Mousy. Goodbye.
Doggy, as long you don't even know how you're supposed to feed him.
Well, I hate to see the little fella starve to death. Wouldn't hurt to fatten him up a little.
He's fat enough, just like he is. I recollect when little Pearl was about his age, he never weighed no more than howdy, Cedric.
Oh, hello, Mr. Abner, Mr. Lum. Well, I got some news for you, Mr. Uncle Henry Lunsford told me about it.
What did he find out, Cedric?
Well, he said to tell you he ain't found out nothing so far. Nobody knows nothing.
Well, didn't nobody get the license number on our car or see what state it was from or nothing?
No, nobody knows nothing, he said.
Doggy's Lum, this is curious, you know what? First, Elizabeth and little Pearl runs off, and we don't hear a single word from them, and now this woman disappears and leaves a little young'un in our store. We don't know where she went or nothing.
Yeah, it does look mighty cute, you don't it?
Yes, sir.
Reckon what a woman like her'd want to run off and leave a little baby for her. Special, such a cute one.
Well, maybe she just poor and couldn't afford to take care of it no more.
Well, that woman never looked poor, though. She's wearing nice clothes and driving her own car.
Yeah.
No, that couldn't have been it.
No, I reckon not.
There's something mysterious there, and I aim to find out what it is, too.
I wish we could.
First thing we got to do is find out who that woman is.
Yeah.
She sure likes to ask questions, don't she?
Likes to ask questions?
What do you mean by that, Cedric?
Well, the other day she... Ain't that your ring there?
Oh, yeah. Just a minute, I'll get it.
Yeah.
Hello, jot 'em down store and library. Lum Eddard's talking. Huh? Oh, what is it now, see? Wouldn't work, huh?
Is he still crying?
Yeah. What's that, Mousy? Well, I'd try something else this time. Give him some orange juice and tomato juice and anything else you see there.
Well, don't give him too much, Lum.
There's some buttermilk there, Mousy. Crumble a little cornbread up in it.
Fun too, didn't
it? Yeah, try that, Mousy, and if it don't work, call me back. All right, Mousy. Goodbye. What was you saying, Teddy?
Well, the day she seen me crossing the road and stopped me and asked me a lot of questions, that's all.
What were some of the questions, Teddy?
Oh, I forget most of them now. Mostly she asked me about you fellas, I think.
Us fellas?
Yes, Mom. If you's making any money and if you's kind and gentle and I don't know what all.
Want to know if we's making money, huh? Though as long as you don't reckon she's one of them, blackmailers?
No, I don't believe so, Edna. She never looked like that kind.
No, nice looking woman.
Thanks, she looked like an awful nice lady.
Yeah. Her voice sounded awful mysterious now that I think about it. Well, I believe it did anyway.
Oh, you're just imagining that, Evan. Did you say she wanted to know if we was kind and gentle, Cedric?
Yes, Mom, and generous, and whereabouts you lived at, and how you lived, and if you helped other folks, and a bunch of other stuff.
Well,
yes. That sort of looks like she is definite aiming on leaving the baby with us when she come in here, don't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, she wouldn't ever have bothered to find out all that stuff about it.
Why, no.
She asked whereabouts your store was at, too, and where the post office was at. Recollect that now.
Did she ask that, Cedric?
Yes, Mom.
Well, that shows she ain't a very smart woman right there, Lum, because she got that all mixed up when she come in here. She thought this was a
post
office.
No, she didn't, Abner. I see through the whole thing now. She just used that as an excuse to get us to hold the baby for her.
She did, huh?
Well, she said she wanted to get a money order, but Dick said he never sold her none. She never even asked for one.
No, I know that. No.
Just jumped in her car and got out of town as fast as she could.
Yeah.
Dick seen her leave. But, of course, he never knowed nothing about the baby, or he could have run out there and stopped her. Wait a minute.
Oh, but I wish he had stopped her. I know that.
Hello, John. Oh, is that you again, Mousy?
I'm taking care of the poor little
fella. Orange juice and tomato juice never work neither, huh? Is he crying as loud as ever?
Poor little fella.
Well, maybe he needs some solid food.
Uh-oh.
Look in the icebox, Mousy, and you'll find some pancakes left over from breakfast. Give him a couple of three of them.
Now, Lum, don't give him pancakes.
And put some sorghum molasses on them. That'll make them taste good.
Lum, you're going to kill him, sure as a word.
What is in the kitchen safe there, Mousy? Oh, yeah. Well, give him one of them fried eggs and a cold pork chop.
Oh, my.
Yeah, see how that works, Mousy, and then call me back. All right, Mousy. Goodbye.
You don't realize what you're doing now, Lum.
I know what I'm doing. He needs that solid food. I know I'd be crying, too, if all I got to eat was milk and orange juice.
Oh,
What else did she ask you, Cedric?
Oh, I don't recollect nothing else, I don't believe.
Well, anyways, we know now that it wasn't no accident that she left the baby with us.
No.
We know she done it on a purpose. But what that purpose is, I can't figure out.
Well, now, what are we going to do about the baby, Lum?
Well, there's just one thing to do, and that's turn him over to the police.
Police? Well, he ain't stole nothing, has he?
Well, this might be a kidnapping case for all we know.
Oh, he's too little to kidnap that woman, Lum.
I think we'll wait another day before we do it, though. We'll wait till tomorrow, and then if the woman ain't come back, why, we'll carry the baby into the county seat.
Yeah, if he lasts that long, the way you're taking care of him.
Never. Don't you worry about what I'm doing. I'm sort of a natural-born expert.
Well, if anything happens, just recollect that I was the one.
Just a minute. That's our ring.
Oh, my.
Hello, John. Oh, hello, Mousy.
I hate to hear this.
He did, huh? Well, what all did you give him?
Poor little fella.
Huh?
Oh, my.
The pork chop done it, huh?
Oh, my goodness.
Was there plenty of sorghum on it? Well, much obliged for letting me know right away, Mousy. Yeah, I'll drop over there at lunchtime. All right, Mousy. Goodbye.
Is he awful sick, Lum? Is he having convulsions or anything?
No, he's fine.
Fine?
Yeah. One pancake and one pork chop and he stopped crying.
Oh.
Now he's as happy as a kitten. Mousy says he crawled over under the stove and went sound asleep.
Aye, doggies, that's going too far. Feeding a young'un cold pork chops and pancakes and then letting him crawl under the stove to sleep. Now, what would that woman think of you treating her baby that away, Lum?
Baby? I ain't talking about the baby.
Huh?
He's been sound asleep all morning. It's that little pup I got for him to play with that's giving Mousy the trouble.